Welcome to Motivational Monday, your weekly top-up of business and personal success. I'm Karen Strongs, social media and business coach. This is episode 8, and can you believe it? This is our last Motivational Monday in the series. I'm so sad it's coming to an end. Thank you so much for joining me on this success journey every week. Now, as promised, I've put the series into a book and into one long MP3, so if you'd like to be able to read the Motivational Monday series, you can read it, and if you want to listen to it all in one go, you can have that as well forever. And I'll put the links below on how you can get yourselves a copy there. And I want to say, you know, if you have any feedback or comments for me, then please feel free to drop me a tweet or an email. Okay, this final episode, and it's called Be, Do, Have. Let's talk about your goals and ambitions. I want you to see them. I want you to dream them. I want you to breathe them. Hard work? Yes, it is hard work. No doubt about it. That's why you have to build a career and your life from the things that you love. The things you're passionate about, the things you cannot live without, because that's what's going to drive you. That's what's going to get your heart pumping. That's what is going to make you get out of bed when things get tough and all you want is a duvet day. That's what's going to make you do whatever it takes to reach your goals and live the life you want and deserve. Hard times. Yes. You may well experience those. Everybody does. When hard times hit, you've got to be able to keep going. When hard times hit, you've got to dig deep. When hard times hit, you have to believe in yourself and remember that the hard times will pass. And over the last 8 weeks, we've learned that the things that you do today will determine our success tomorrow. What do you think is going to happen if you just wish for success? That somehow, some way, some magical force will come into play and deliver it? No, it doesn't happen like that. Now, I kind of love the saying, the harder I work, the luckier I get. People say to me, oh, Karen, you're so lucky. Rubbish. And I've got to admit, I get a little offended when I hear this. Do you know why? Because that's attributing my success to something called luck. Luck's getting the credit for my achievements, and I'll tell you what, I ain't having that. And as someone who takes full control over my life, then I'm sure as hell taking full credit for any success I have along the way too. In fact, I'll go a step further and say the braver I get, the luckier I am. It's not enough just to imagine. You've got to imagine and take action. If you don't like where you are today, then you've got the power to change it. If you need a hand getting started, find someone who can help. I'd love coaching people on the way to success. Sometimes we just need a helping hand. And if you'd like me to help you, then do what we've talked about for 6 weeks and take action and get in touch with me. Now, I want to wish you every success in creating the work and the life that you want. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. All it takes sometimes is for someone to believe in you. And I want to say now, and take this opportunity to say, I believe in you. I believe you've got what it takes to embrace your dreams and take action. I believe that if you don't have the skills, that you'll find a way to learn the skills you need. I believe that if you think that there's a greater life for you than the one you're living now, you will make up your mind to pursue the better life. I believe you'll ditch the people that hold you back and you're going to run with a new crowd that will help you take you where you want to go. I believe you will find a way. I believe you can do whatever you want to do. I believe in you. Remember to dream it, see it, feel it, touch it, be it, do it, become it, and have whatever you want in life. Go for your goals and have the life that you dream of.